Money from the CARES Act will be used to fund retention bonuses for Campbell County health employees if they commit to stay with the organization for a year. With the surge of COVID-19 cases on the way, Campbell County health leadership realizes they need to give employees who've been stretched to the limit a reason to stay on. The city of Gillette has about $2.9 million in CARES Act funds to draw from, and each employee who stays for the year will receive a bonus of 6% of the mid-salary range. The Gillette College Foundation and Peregrine Global Foundation will host the Global Speaker Series at Gillette College. Based on attendance after the opening speaker on Thursday evening, the foundation hopes to have a new speaker every couple of months. The Campbell County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its January luncheon today at Camplex Energy Hall. There'll be a keynote speaker from the Wyoming Taxpayers Association. Registration begins at 11. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. When the Campbell County Board of Commissioners meets tomorrow, they'll consider a petition to reposition and vacate parts of T7 Road about 20 miles south of the city. The Navajo Transitional Energy Company, which owns the Cordero Rojo mine, is presenting the petition, saying that part of T7 Road sits on 95 million tons of coal. Last year, the Board of Commissioners approved a petition to start the process for relocation of a part of Bishop Road, which is looking to be mined for 74 million tons of coal. Eagle Specialty Minerals, which now runs the Bel Air and Eagle Butte mines, made the request to move that roadway. The board will give those affected by the relocations the opportunity to express their opinion on the projects in the future. If the two projects go through this time, the coal companies will foot the cost of relocating the two roadways. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.